is for many years I had the aura that Parshas Matos we start off with the Inyan Vayitab Moshel Roshi Hamatos. And Moshe spoke to the Roshi Hamatos of Nei Yisrael Zeh Adavar Asher Tziva Hashem. This is the Davar Asher Tziva Hashem. This is the Davar Asher Tziva Hashem. Zeh Adavar Asher Tziva Hashem. Chazal say Ishkiyo, the pasuk says Kishkiyo, the Nedal Hashem Oishova Shvua Lesor Iso Oishova Shvua Ishkiyo Nedal Hashem Oishova Shvua Lesor Iso Al Nafshoi O Yachal Dvoroi Kichol Ayotri Piv Yase. The Torah starts off with the parish of the Dorim, and that is the first parish before the parish where Hashem commands Vayidabel Moshe Moshe Lema Nekoyim Nikmas Bnei Yisrael Meyesam Midyonim, that Hashem commands the Nikmas Bnei Yisrael Meyesam Midyonim, from the Midyonim. Moshe Rabbeinu tells him Nikmas Bnei Yisrael, this is the coming of Bnei Yisrael, they're going to go out to war and take revenge for the Midianim who caused the terrible destruction, the plague, for their Maisa, their Mafkir, their Bonois, at the end of Parshas Pinchas, at the end of Parshas Bolok. And Parshas Pinchas came along and stopped the Magefa, but never 24,000 died. And Hashem tells them now in Parshas Matos to go and give over to war, yourselves over to war, to fight this battle, to take revenge from the Midianites. And the question, obvious question, which Baruch Hashem this year I saw, many years was bothering me, this year I saw the Sefer from Rav Shimon Schwab, the Sefer Mayon, the Torah, brings down, and it was on God, the Mephoshim asks, why does the Torah start off with the parish of Nedarim? It's a very schwer thing. If the Tachlis of everything is over here, the Chorah, the Iki, you saw it, was to take Nikmas Midyan, we're waiting for this, it was long overdue, we waited a whole parish for this. But even if not, why is the parasha start off, parasha's matters with the Inyan of the Torah, and go on afterwards to the Inyan of the Melchama? Mashmo, the Mashmo is Akdoma, is a preface, the Inyan of the Torah, to the battle of the Minyan. And he brings down, and go through it, Barich, I just saw the Aga, yesterday, he mentioned that the minute was, as we see in other battles, was to be Noidri Nedarim, to make Nedarim and make different Nedavos. Before they would go to battle, in order to that be a schus to which they would go to battle with these koichas and Nedarim and things that they were makabal on themselves. I want to say a little bit differently. Rashi brings down a little bit later. Ves Bilam ben Ba'or Horgu Bachorif. And the war they battled against the Midianites. Ves Malchi Midian Horgu Al Chalaleim Ves Evi Ves Rekim Ves Sur Ves Chur Ves Rev Ves Bilam ben Ba'or Horgu Bachorif. They kill him by the Cherev. Rashi brings down over the air, Shadi Hilu by the Cherev, who bore Yisrael. He came on Klai Yisrael v'hichlef umnusay v'umnosam. he was machlif their umnis for his umnis, or his their umnis for his umnis, he became their umnis became his umnis. Shein noitzchem elavipiyev, that our victory is with our mouths, by the tefila ubakosha, and through prayer and asking. That's how we're victorious in our wars. Abohu v'tovasum nusa on the kalam v'piv. He went and he took our umnis and the kalam v'piv. Avein bo olu v'chlifu umnusam b'mnusach ha'umnois sheboim b'cherev. So therefore, Zakrashi, we went ahead and we changed our umnis. We changed our umnis and we dafke killed the Bilam ben Baor through the cherev to bring out this var midah k'neged midah, that he was machlof his umnis. So we were also machlof our umnis. And this was necessary to teach Bilam the lesson, the midah k'neged midah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show Bilam that the koyachos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like you want to try to machlof your umnis, the Ainu use the koyach of Klal Yisrael, they could also use whatever koyach is necessary to show you a lesson that the Ibn Hashem is in charge over here. But the Kodesh Baruch Hu's makdim the union of the Dorim and the Dovis. What's the purpose of that? The Yisoid HaGodol that we learn out over here, Rabbi says, Meyudik. The Pasuk says, as you mentioned before, the Yachel Dvoroi, Kichol HaYotzmi Piv Yaseh. The Pasuk in Hilchos in the Dorim says, Lo Yachel Dvoroi, which literally translates, do not profane your words. Whatever comes out from your mouth, Yasa, you shall do. This is to teach us a tremendous yisod, that a person who changes his words, who doesn't keep what his mouth has accepted upon itself, is mechalel, as Rashi says, lo yechyachem, lo shli yechalel. It's chilul. It's a chas v'sholom of being a person is profaning his words, is distorting the kedushas hapeh that everybody was blessed with. Kichol ayetz mipiv yaseh, literally, whatever comes from out of your mouth, you shall do. The mouth has to be a tremendous vehicle, and whatever it says, a person shall do. Aber the Chidah interprets this a little bit more starker, on a different, more starker, a different oifen. V'yachal dvarei, like the Chidah, kichol ayoyitz mipiv yaseh, that when a person is not mechal his dibur, then kichol ayoyitz mipiv yaseh, going on a Kodesh Baruch Hu, then whatever you are davening for, whatever you daven for, whatever you mevakish for, Yaseh HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Torah wanted to teach them the yisoid of a neder. What is a neder, Rabbeisai? What's the koyach of a neder? What's the koyach hapeh that a person has? The Gemara says in the Dorim that a person makes a neder. Does the Issa Chetza, the Hainu, it's not only Issa Dava, the Chetza becomes Asr. The Hainu person can take a Kikar Lechem that yesterday was so healthy and permitted to eat, was something that was very, very special to a person. There was nothing wrong with it. And through his Dibur Peh, through just uttering a statement, he could go ahead and transfer this bread into a Dovah Shalisim. It becomes the Kibosa Chazir, Rachman Litzlan. There's an Isser on the Chetzer now to eat it. The Gemara says there's a difference between a Shvu and a Neder. A Shvu is Issa Gavra, and that is Issa Chetzer. Chetzer becomes also a Zoivi Bosa Chazir. And the Gemara says even more, that there's an Ikid Din by a Neder, that a person is matfis b'neder. That means that he should be matfisid onto a davish of kedusha. You learned that in Dalit, right? Ki'irim, ki'tidirim, ki'yushalayim, achloish of Yehuda, ki'yushalayim, trey tanoi, alivid of Yehuda. Kedirim, Yushalayim, but the Ikat is supposed to be Madfisit, Tovis it onto a Dova and Nodur, on Sarishal Kedusha, Ki'ilu, that through his Peh, he's making something Hegdish, a Zoivi, a Korban. That was the Derech, the Gemara brings that, how is your Madfis, keep yourself like a Korban? He would say, this is like a Korban to me. Kedusha, that's created. Yisurim and Kedusha, that's created. I did a deeper Peh. This is the tremendous Yisod of the parish of the Dharm. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to teach Klal Yisrael, Amir de Gezach. Tell the Rashi Amatis, Rashi says, to give Chashivus. Chalakovil and Asim, Lalamdin Tchila. To teach them Tchila. What parasha? We hear the Torah emphasized, it could be by all the parashas he did it with. But why Dafka over here? Because here's Yisoy Godol for Gans Klal Yisrael. And the Chashivus that the Rashi Amatis should know this Yisoy and give it over. This is the parish of Nidor. But more so, for you, we said before, Klal Yisrael is now going to a Melchama. They're going to a Melchama where they're going to be Machlif, the Bureyem. They be machlev their umnis, their skill, their craftsmen, their craft in life, their koyach that they know is koyachoy bepeh. They're going now to be machlev it and to go use the sword, trade in the voice for the sword. They have to realize and ingrain within them their koyachom bepeh, not to forget, not to distort that avada. We're going, you have to go out for Muhammad, and Hashem wants to be this way with a sword, even though Hashem could have done it with a deeper, but it was Tafka to pay back Bilam, Mida Kedeng and Mida, that he was Machlev Umnusai. Without that, we wouldn't have to come out to the sword over here. That's what Rashi's saying. The reason only Rashi's Mashma that we were Machlev, we switched, is only because Bilam, he went ahead and switched. He traded our umnis, his umnis, for our umnis. So we have to show Bilam that we'll meet a Kedai, we'll do that to you. On them, it's Mashma from Rashi. We wouldn't have to come onto any sword. We would just go out with a pair. But there's a danger when we go out with a sword. We could think, and we could imagine, that maybe it's the sword. Maybe it's the sword that kills. And this is a tremendous misunderstanding of who we are. Eilev Arechev, the Eilev Asusim, Vanachnu B'Shem Hashem Elekeinu Nazkir, the Askoros Hashem Elekim. We have no Korchos, the Rechev, and not Asusim, and not Uzis, and not Muzis. Our holy Koyach is B'Peh. Our Koyach is the Koyach of Tefillah. The Yisrael Yankiv and Yankovino's conquering of the Amiri was Bibausi, Vitzalusi, with the Koyach HaPeh, the Koyach HaDiba, the Koyach HaTfila. Thus is the Metzias of Klal Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael before that has to give a whole Yisod, the Torah Tzino HaKdoshah is teaching us. Tell Klal Yisrael what it means, the Koyach of their Peh. Let them realize the Koyach of their Peh are going out to battle. They're going out to war with the sword. But don't let them forget. Don't let them be entranced by the power of the sword. Realize and don't forget that the power of a yid's words, he can create a neder. He can ask, is a chefza. Make a chefza if it's mitzvahs. That's Chaladin Isser. The person can get malchus for being oiv on that issue. Ah, the koyach of peh. But the chidor, as we mentioned before, says another kneich we mentioned before, kechol ha'yotzi piv yas amir de gezach, that the choyro it's mashiv for the chidor, that every time we daven, and every time we make a tefillah, the choyro it's mashiv from the chidor, that it should be answered. It should be answered and should be heard right away. And the MS, there is a medrash, there's a chazal, just read it, saw. Chaim brings in his sefer, Orchus Yoisher, Zokter, Ve'omru, it says the Chazal, Amrei de Gezach, that is no tefillah. Zokter, a person who davens lechoira, he should be answered. Ein Hakadosh Baruch Hu poisel tefilas kol beria. Tanchum ve'eschanon, Hashem does not poisel the tefilah of shum beria. Vayom ha'odom in the mechilta, any kedai lispal besaminis va'yisrael. Talmud loyim ha'shamoya eshma tzakosoy. Hakadosh Baruch Hu hears tzaoko, no matter who he is. Fisherman, he's a tailor. He's who knows what? Hashem is the tefillah. So if it's so stark, and if it's so chazok, the koyach of the pev yid, why do we find people are not answered? And the Chaznish took this up, and he said that many times a person is answered, but it's not now, and there are certain times when the thing is not so good for him. So Kodesh Baruch Hu realizes that for his good, he wants a certain thing. So Kodesh Baruch Hu holds it off for the tachlis, and he gives him something else. But the tachlis is that he's not answered for a reason. But if a yid davens, and he davens special with kavana, that he has to be answered. Well, the choyre, there's another knetch over here. Lefi the schidah, and lefi the sisoy, the boy said, there may be another reason. For the purpose why, the reason why a person is not answered. And Be'emes, the Chofetz Chaim, this week's parasha, discusses it a little bit. Mizeh Nira, on this Rashi, Shekliya Umne Shal Ish Yisraeli Yuadibur, the tools and the weapons and the vehicles of our success, says the Halakha Chofetz Chaim, Parashas Matos, is the Dibur. And we know if we were to create new products and new things, the craftsman has to have his tools. Even the smartest, most intelligent person will not be able to produce without his kelim. He can come to a house, he can be the biggest plumber. Bob the plumber, there he is. He has a degree in plumbing all over his walls with a plunger stick standing next to the mayor. Him and the mayor, he's the famous plunge plumber. He comes to a house and there's stuffed up pipes. I don't care how smart he is, how big of a good head of a head he has. If he put the mice, if he doesn't have his tools, if he doesn't have his snakes and his plunger sticks, his special plunger stick and his special powder and the different tools that he has, he could have the greatest engineering, plumber engineer in the world. He won't be able to carry out and fix the damage and the problem that he was asked to come down to. He has no tools. Kain huwa odom im koyach hadibur shenosim loy b'matono. So k'deilu k'chovetz chayim. People don't realize what they can do with their koyach hapeh. He can create and be bayri shamayim v'oretz. Kakosu v'shayas at the pasuk v'osa v'osim dvorai b'ficha l'ntoya shamayim v'oretz. A person with a koyach hapeh, says the Chofetz Chaim, yochol livroi shamayim v'oretz. What pshat? To the koyach of your peh, you create tremendous malachim and oilomis umalachim kedoshim. Says the Halakha Chofetz Chaim, what a koyach that we have! All the today in the world at large. There are umois in the nations and they're coming up with their secret weapon, the zilzal, the secret missile, the scuds and the buds and the nuds, all different types of missiles and this bomb, this and they created the Gyrenheit, this Rahman Slan, they created this, the nuclear reactors. And we there's a fright. You speak to Israelis. I once went to one of my famous taxi drivers to conversations, and he says, I dread what's going to be for our children. We grew up in a normal world. Today there are missiles, and there are all these weapons, massive destructions, weapons of massive destruction, and they're going on creating, and there's a fear. But no one realizes, but those who really understand the koyach of Klal Yisrael realize that there's no weapon in the world greater than the weapon that we have. All the weapons and all the mighty men, all the different armies they're building up with their arsenal of weapons and missiles and everything, don't have one single koyach against the koyach of Pe'er Yishu Yisrael. Livroi Shomayim! Tzav the Pasik, V'osim Dvoye B'Ficho, Livroi Shomayim V'Toye Horetz, to control the world. That is in the koyach of Pe'er Yisrael. To change the Metzias and the Bria. That people could be sitting in a miklat, in Haifa, or wherever it is. They could be sitting somewhere up north, and the teal, and there they are, the Hezbollahs, and they're making the army of the Mamish, the most sophisticated weaponry, to plan and to Mamish Biduyak where the missile should hit. And all of a sudden, the Enki Yid opens up his path and dives to the Enki Yibayna Shalaylam, veers left into open territory. How many are talking today? Rahman Slan, Hashem should save us. There's been casualties and there's been, but how many? Nisim and Iflois, the thousands, in the thousands, but over a thousand of missiles have been hit. And Rahman Slan, the damage that could have been done. A whole building in Haifa collapsed. People were wounded. Oh, but what could have been done? Thousands, Rahmanu Tzallo Aleinu, over the Koyach of Apeh Yisraeli, Rabbi Yisrael. The Koyach of Apeh. And why isn't Chasvush Rahmanu Tzlan? If it's Kachola Yotzi Piv Yaseh! The Chidor says, whatever comes out of your mouth, Yaseh! HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do! So in Cain, why are there still tragedies? We don't have any questions, Rabbi Yisrael. But what's the lesson for us? There's another point over here that we have to know. Al Kain ala Odom. Lashkiach. Shlo yikalkel es kli ha'um neshaloi. Oh, but there's another side to the coin, Rabbi Yisrael, a flip side. We write we have this great weapon, the koyach hapeh, but there's a koyach. When a person leaves his tools, the carpenter leaves his tools out for too long, they start to rust. They start to grow on it, a little bit of rust. Get out a little bit of rust. They don't work the same way. He can't create the same things he wanted to create and fix them. Through Dvarim Asurim, Lashon Hara Mechilos. And I saw it in Pelayetz. Besides the famous Inyan Anavlus Peh, the person has to read, I'm starting, they spoke about the Shiurim, how terrible thing a person with Anavlus Piv, he doesn't speak right. But he adds another thing, Vehein Bechal Anavlus Peh, Shirei Nochrim, the songs of the Goyims, like the Helika Pelayetz, she called it Vrandir Ve'agovim, love things, with Anavlus HaPeh, Umitamim Es HaPeh, so the Helika Pelayetz, they unpurify the mouth, and as chaticha dinaveila, the mouth becomes a chaticha dinaveila. The eich yikrav l'shores is Hashem. How could you go now serve Hashem bichli metunov malitzaya with a mouth full of disgustingness? He says wrong things. He says dirty things. He says improper things. Says the head of the Baalya, Ve'eich yikra v'shores Hashem b'chli metunach malei tzoya. Al zeh ne'emar pasuk in Tehillim. V'la rosho omar lukim alachol l'saper chukoy. Says Hashem to the rosho, what are you saying my chukim for? What are you talking to me? With that peh! With that mouth! With such disgusting mouth! You're coming to talk! You're coming to say something! The power is terrible to destroy a voice, to destroy the Koyach HaPeh. And the Chofetz Chaim adds, obviously, Lashon Hara Rechilus. The person talks Lashon Hara Rechilus. And he comes to Davin, of the person has Kavana, there is certain Koyachas. But what a tremendous different Koyachas mouth would have. What a tremendous missile could be sent with his mouth or Poisai. With one word, he could destroy the whole Hezbollah. With one Koyach HaPeh, the success. What a Koyach HaPeh has when it's asked, when it's right, when it's used in the right ways. And the Chofetz Chaim and Rabbi Chanan, he once mentioned in the Gemara in Ksubis, explains that the Pshan Hashver Gemara in Ksubis. The Gemara in Ksubis Samach Beis brings a Maisa. The Gemara says over there, the Gemara says, Amari the Gemaisa, the Gemara says that there was a certain Yehelek Yid, Yehuda B'Reid Rabchia was Chasid Rab Yanai. He was the Chasid Rab Yanai. Have a Ozil, the Yosef, Beirav, the whole Beishimshi, have a Ozil, the Beise. He would come back every Beishimshi, every Yerav Shabbos, he would come home to see his family. Have a Ozil, the Beise, have a Ozil, have a Kochazi, Kame, Amud, the Nura, he was such a Helik Yid. That every time he would come home, a special Amud Denura would appear. You learned your Zion and Ksubas Abaisai. Amud Denura, the Gemara says, there was a certain person who used to be Mesameh the Kala, the Chosin the Kala. And when he died, and Amud Denura went out. And the Gemara says over there, Amud Denura, the Gemara says over there, Amud Denura, the Gemara Amud Denura, a flame of fire went out. Mishposhu Rabbeisai. Every Erev Shabbos was Koyach HaTorah from a whole week of learning. What happened? 1 week. Yom Echad Mashchosei Shmaisa. 1 week. He stayed in Beis Medrash a little bit too long. And what happened was, he delayed from coming home. Kevin, they didn't see the simon because everybody came home. He was introduced by the Zamura Denura. So when he came home this week, he didn't come home, he was delaying. They didn't see the simon. It's getting late. Baal Tshkia. It's not a problem. Sometimes, you know, the Bachim get a little bit late. You know, they come like Mamish, you know, with the siren, or maybe after the siren, into a new town. No problem, maybe. But Vice Dozy came back at a normal time, and Amuna Denuna was standing there, wasn't coming out. So Abyane said, "Kofu mitosoy, turn over the bed." So Mole Yehuda came will be to Arnosoy, Zachiv to come home every Shabbos to be with his wife. Now Mole Yehuda Kayan must be Schat Hashem, something happened. So if the Gimore, Pele the Gimore, it's like a mistake that left the mouth of a king, a sholit, and it died, and the Hilika, Yehuda B'Reid Rabbi Chia died. Yehuda B'Reid Rabbi Chia died. Talmud Chacham Otzim. He died from the mouth of Rabbi Yanai, when Rabbi Yanai let out those words, Kofu Misasa, if he was Chayim, he let out the words. Unbelievable, Zach. Fact of Bachon Vassiman in his Kovitch Shiurim, Rabbi Baruch Hashem, Chazor is Hashir. Kevet Shiurim, Samach Peis. Crack the Halak of Kevet Shiurim. I'm ready to get cash on this Gemara. He doesn't understand the Gemara. Mechoy, the Gemara is a Pali. Crack the Kevet Shiurim. The Choyra, if we would ask the Halak of Rabbi Yanai, what's Pshat? What's Pshat? Did you want this to happen? But rather not. He wanted his son-in-law to die. He loved him so much. Like a son, he loved him. And said, Rabbi Chanan, everywhere we find the brochas and the clothes of Sadiq and Miskaimim, what's the Pshat of Rabbi Chanan's Pashat? Ki Rotson Yerev Yaseh. All over we find that the brochal clove of tzaddik goes into effect. It says Avachon's poshit. The pasuk says mefurish. Ritzoyin yireyav yaseh. Veshavosim yishma. Hashem listens to the koel. Ritzoyin yireyav yaseh. The rotzen. But over here it makes no sense. As Avachon, he had rotzen to kill his son-in-law. He had rotzen to give an ayin hara to his son-in-law. What's going on? Avachon yef shaloi mekim. Tohalo yehaya ritzoyin aklal shiyom. Umukach mikan, it's mukach from here, says Rabbi Chanan. Da divur shaper kodosh, poyal b'teva afil bli shum kavana. The peh of a holy individual, somebody who watches his peh, is poyal b'teva afil bli shum kavana. You don't need kavana. Just saying one word. One small word. At that moment, I feel a belief shum kavana. On that, he brings this pasuk of the Chavetz Chaim. Who kamo agares and hachoytzev gam beloy kavana rak mitivoy. It's like an axe. Achmor l'tzlan, if a guy's not looking and he has an axe, he's going to be a very special person. And lo aleil, lo aleimulin, a guy's chopping away in Nebuch, a child puts a finger, achmor l'tzlan dia. He has no kavana, but he doesn't see it. The axe chops away, achmor l'tzlan. So too the Dibur HaAdam says the Halak of Rabbi Chanan. If a person would understand the Dibur of Adam is like an axe, it's like a sword that will do its effect even without Shum Kavana. The person's not looking, he sticks a knife in the back of him, the other person will get injured even without a Ratzon, because the knife is sharp and it will do its deed without the Ratzon. Aber says Rabbi Chanan, our Shem Timei Sfosu B'di Burim Asurim Huchlash Koichon Kimo Asakin She'ol Alev Chulda, just like the knife that goes on it, that happens to happen, it's held around for a long time, and all the rust and the mold develops on that Sakin because of the improper use of that knife. So to the Tiber Per of Isai of other Bisrael, says Rabbi Chanan Meir Deikra Boisai. People don't realize what a koyach, the power of the koyach of a pair of a human being is, a Boisai. What an arsenal, what a weaponry that person has. Oh, but the problem is, the bocha, before davening, they get up, they come before mincha, they have a few minutes. For some reason, they miss shiur today, and they could not make it, but they want to be on time to davening. So they get up early, and Shmuel and Yankala are sitting there in Beis Medrash getting preparing themselves for Da Mincha. In the olden days, the Gemara tells us in Brachos, the Chachdisinim Harishoinim, Shoachas Koidem, Shoachas afterwards, Shoachas Shal Tvila, each Tvila was a Shoachas of Hachane. But Shmuel and Yankala have their own Hachane. They want to talk about their good Chavra in the room, how he snores at night. He has a whole opera that he does in his snoring, and they talk about it, and they're laughing away before Mincha about his opera, the new song that's coming out. They're going to tape it tomorrow night, and they put on the phone with the baby crying. They're going to have the Chiruva Baruch, his nightly hee-hawing in his sleep, and then they're going to play it at his goodbye party. His Sudas Preda. They want to give him walk away with a funny joke to let him everybody go away to laugh at Baruch. And that's how they prepare for their mincha. and then they walk up to Davin, and with that peh, Molei Tzoya, at the description of the Pele Yoitz, they come to Davin to Hashem. Hashem! Give me a full shleima for this person! Hashem! For this person, a shidduch, for the shem, for this person, I need to yad shmaim my learning. Another day, it doesn't go. That's it, I'm giving up. I daven. It doesn't go. No yad shmaim, no this, no that. Just think for a second what you were doing 2 minutes before mincha. You said to him hasurim. You were mouthing your mouth with rachmon etzlan, with terrible words, and those words created a certain black or a certain rustiness on the togor of peh, and with that peh now comes out. What a murdika lesson. And that's what the chidor is saying. Whatever comes to your mouth, yes, Hashem, but there's akdoma to that in the pasuk. Lo yachal dvoroi. Oh, fire that we have to know, don't profane the words. No dvar ma'asurim, no chil in the words. Then kichol ayotzi mipivyas. Then you'll be answered, Rabbi Yisrael. Yelech elach del tamid chochom. Something more about basa. Bishigesh to ichol v'peivit. Yitzul al tachol tamid chochom. The tamid chochom knows how to use his pair properly. Oh, then avad his tefillas will be answered. Of the people rachmon l'tzlan who have such a wonderful weapon within their kochel, their koiches. Such a powerful tool, a koyach of tefillah that we have, that as Rashi says, those are koyach of anitzachon for everything. As Yaakov Avinu realized, bavausi with my tefillah, and they go ahead and use it for what? Destroy it, take it apart, and then they come to complain. Where's the Kodesh Baruch Hu? Where are you? Where's your koyach that I gave you? This terrible chilul Hashem that's going on when you're davening and then you're not being answered, then you complain, and it's the one who's the cause. The lashon hara, the rechilos, the dvar ma'asurim that I spoke. Ah, Rabbi Chanan's koyach, Rabbi Yisrael Peh, what a koyach he had. We always tell the story that Rabbi Chanan himself, they were the talmidim in his yeshiva that started up, that got into a fight with some of these vagabonds, these bodies, these Bundists, whatever they were called, that were hanging around the Rechoiv, and some of his Talmidim got into a fight with them, and they came to the yeshiva one time to start up and to take care. He brought his friends, now his big bullies, they came to the yeshiva to start up and to get these Bachim back. So in came one of these Bachim to the yeshiva, and Rav Chanan standing in the back talking and learning, and a big tumult's going on. This big Shegetz comes in, he wants to start up, and he wants to beat up this bacha who gave it to his friend, and he comes in with his friend. They walk in. There's a big tumult. And he's measured up. Then Rav Chanan sees what's going on. He runs over to the Talmud, to these people, and he says, "What are you doing?" And they said, "We want." And Rav Chanan's trying to squirt them out, and they raise their hands to Rav Chanan, and Rav Chanan says, "No hands, no hands." On a day later, it spread like wildfire throughout the city of Baranovich. This boy became paralyzed in his hands. Rav Chanan was a peh kodosh, so said the dibuk. His peh was a kodosh, v'tahar. Rav Chanan's words, his tefillas, what he just said without any kavanah, no hands. He could just meant that the guy shouldn't lose his hand, Rav Chanan. Oh, but the hands became paralyzed. The hands became paralyzed. What a koyach, Rav Chanan, the koyach of Rav Chanan's peh. We don't realize the side. How do we matar the panel? How do we help? Okay, we spoke the Lashon Hara, Rahman al-Itzlan. We spoke the weird words. The tools have become Nebuch weakened. They're not sharp anymore. The tefillahs are not effective as they could be. The Gemara says in Erechin, what should a person do if he spoke Lashon Hara? If he used to learn one daf, learn the second daf, learn more Torah. Torah is also deeper peh. The koyach haTorah boisa can retire the mouth, can purge in and create a different metzias. That even chas v'shalom we messed up, even if we destroyed and we created rust, there's a new spray that came out. that takes care of the rust, that the Mishnah Novos, Umachshar Tol Yosadik, Koyach HaTorah is Machshar Tol Yosadik. He says in a different context, but we could use it here also. So up there it says, Da'il Gerev Erechayim, Ki Ha'odim Kishoros L'Stayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Madrega Yoyna. He has to get all the Ra off of him. There's so much Ra to Mistabit HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Can I leave HaTomei? Anything you put into Leva Tomei, it's going to be Mitameh. How does a person get uproot all the Tumah that's inside of him? So, Eish HaTorah. Rabbi, sign up in Eish HaTorah. Machshas HaNefesh, sign up with the Eish HaTorah. The light, the fire of Torah. Like Eish HaTorah, Machshas HaNefesh. Lahosir Pesha. Ki Alot Kol Dvar Ke Eish Num Hashem. Hashem says, my words are fire. It purges out the tumah, just like we know that a kli that became tomei, this week's parasha, Hagolas Kalim, the parasha of Tumas Kalim, the koyach of Kalim. The Torah says, what's Kalim? Kalim, if they have from the goyim, they have to purge it out, they have to burn in Hagola with a fire. How does the parasha start off, Rabbi Isai? Zois chukas ha-Torah. Zois chukas ha-Torah, zois chukas ha-Kalim. The Torah is also the same way, Rabbi Yisrael. As if the fire purges out the tumas hanochrim that got into the kelim, now it can be used by a yid. So too the koyach haTorah destroys and cleans and purifies the tumas hanefesh every guy from the goy. That's tamazoy. Oh, but the koyach haPeh that we have, that we were given from the birth, from our birth. That the Chazal say Hashem is misavol tefilason of the Tinoke Shabbos Rabban. Whenever there's a tzorah, they send out a message to all the Tinoke Shabbos Rabban, all the Chayid Hadorim Atem Ta'avin, because their mouths are still pure, their mouths are holy. So too the Koyach HaTorah, boys, that person learns more and more Torah, more purification, and therefore the Koyach HaTorah can help the Koyach HaTefilah, boys. If we only understood this lesson of Isai. What a koyach, we would be careful with our peh. We wouldn't be mechalal our peh. We wouldn't waste it on saying stupidity. We wouldn't sing the songs of Goyim or words of Goyim, repeating them. Ba'al peh. We know every line of the stupidity of these, whatever they are, of the Goyim. And we say them over with bekiyos. That wasn't pshat in the line in that movie. This is the pshat. And this guy knows about peh. And that's what's coming out from his mouth. The words of some chas v'shalom meshugana. And he's repeating them and saying them over. And that's the tongue. The tongue that's saying these words is the tongue that goes to daven afterwards. Rachmon l'tzlan. And we want to have the call of a tefillah, and there he is, Rachmon l'tzlan. He could help Klai Yisrael because he's using it for Ra. What happens at the Sofer, Rabbi Yisrael? Everybody realizes that's the koyach of a yid, Rabbi Yisrael. Only prepare. The koyach haTorah, the koyach haTefillah, what a kiddush Hashem. I happened to hear on the radio, they were talking about the matzav, and they interviewed Bunker 563, and all of a sudden there was a person interviewing, there was a rub over there, and he was going around from bunker to bunker. And what were they doing? They're passing out Daf Yomi Zachen. They're passing out the Daf Yomi Zachen. That every bunker, any person who wants, a violin from the Iriyah, they were sending in the Mazon, whatever food is necessary. But they were telling what the Mazon Ruchni, where's the Koyach of Torah that they need so desperately over there. And they're going from bunker to bunker, making sure anybody who wanted to have a Daf Yomi tape, to have a shear, And the pictures in one of these papers that I saw this morning, in the bunker, the Chatorim learning, in the bunker, the Chatorim, the people saying that Daf Yomi sitting there learning Torah, in those bunkers, Rabbi Yisai. What a Kiddush Hashem, what a realization though, that our Koyach is only prepared. That through our Koyach HaTorah, and the Bemeil, our Koyach HaTefillah, these things rise up, and they protect. They protect us. They surround us, and they watch over us. People don't realize the koyach of certain person's Torah. The Baron spoke out. The famous Kasha at the Siyum. Lo yisnashi minon. We won't forget you, but don't forget us. Masechta Kedushin, whatever Masechta you learn, Seder Moed, Seder Nezikah, whatever you learn, don't forget us. And the question he asked, what do you mean don't forget us? We shouldn't forget you, I understand, we have to take it, but you shouldn't forget us. And he said to Rashi in Sanhedrin that says when a person learns Torah, the Torah goes up and asks from Hashem the secrets of Torah, that you should get more Torah, and more Torah should come down to you. The Torah works for you to be moisten you more Torah. But I believe there's more than that, Rabbi Yisai. That's very true. And that's very true that with the Masechta works to give us more Ruchnius. But we have to realize, Rabbi Yisai, there's something much, much greater that the Torah gives us. Rav Yosi ben Kisma says at the end of our voice, we mentioned this Mishnah a few years ago, but I want to bring a different Nakuda. Someone came to Rabbi Yosi ben Kisma and said, Rabbi Yosi ben Kisma, come live with us in our town, and we'll give you Elef, Aluf, Edi, Norim, Kesev. We'll give you any money you want. And Rabbi Yosi ben Kisma said, even if you give me all the money, Shabbat Olam, in Yodor, Elamachim Torah, I only die. Why? He said, first of all, Torah is the best, the Torah is the greater than any present Hashem could give. What goes up with a person at the end of his life is only Torah. Torah is something that watches over a person and gives him strength and supports him in every stage of life. Says the pasuk, in this world, anything you have to do, any question that you might have, any direction that you might need, Torah, 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 as Avi the Brisker Rav said. It'll surround you by the kever. That it also protects you, Rabbi Yisai. The famous Maisa, the Chassid Yavid said, Masechta Chagiga. There was a Yid that learned Masechta Chagiga many, many times. Hundreds of times. That was the Masechta that he concentrated on. Eventually, as he was Nifter, a lone individual, he died in his house without anybody knowing of his death. All of a sudden, there was a lady that appeared in the Beis Medrash and said, or near the Beis Medrash, and said, please help, help, what's going on? Please come and rescue my husband. And they don't know who this lady was, they never saw her before, but she appeared. And they went to this house, she brought them to the house, and there they discovered this dead man, and they brought him to Kfuras Yisrael, and they gave him a proper burial. And when they asked this lay woman, what is your name, madam? We don't really recognize you. My name is Chagiga. She was created for the koyach of the Masechta Chagiga that he had. But I want to tell you another maisa I saw recently, there was two chavruses of Nochem and of Alan or whatever their names were. They used to learn, a middle-aged man, they used to learn every day in a Beis Medrash, in a yeshiva, and they used to learn for many hours together, going through Masechta as well, understanding them and learning their Kuvaldik. And it came a certain time during the day, would have a break, and someone, one of the Bachum, would bring them lunch every day. And then we went on for years learning Metzmah, a third of Shas together. And one day, Nochum, one of the Chavrusa, comes into the Beis Medrash, and he feels very, very tired, not feeling well. And he said, his chavrusa asked, what's going on? I don't know, the last couple of days I feel weary, I feel tired out, I don't know exactly what it is. Kitzur, a couple of days later, he goes for tests, Rachmana Litzlan has revealed Yena Machla on his chavrusa, on this Rav Nochum. And his chavrusa doesn't know what to do for him. Such kvaldika chavrusa's years, they learn together, third of Shas, so well. As Chavrusa tries to make the Chavrusa Shav, he tries to come in between appointments, in between treatments. But he's weary and tired, he tries to stay awake and learn. and there are days that he misses and he doesn't make it because the terrible weakness of the sickness that he's going through. One afternoon, the base medrash is locked. As the bocher comes to deliver lunch, he finds the base medrash locked. He doesn't know what to do. He has the lunch in his hand. He doesn't know what to do. He goes to the other side and looks through the window, and he sees something that he'll never forget. There, in front of an open Aron Kodesh, is Rav Aaron, the chavrusa of Rav Nochum, and he's davening to Hashem with an open Aron Kodesh, as it was the minhag in Klal Yisrael all through the years. In a terrible tzorah, they would open the Aron Kodesh when no one was looking, and they would daven straight to the Aron Kodesh, and they would daven with a certain hispilus and kavana. But this bocher was mispoiled from what he heard. There, inside the Aron Kodesh, this Hanukkah of Aaron was saying, Mesechta Bar Metzia, don't you remember the Shver Sugis that we heard it on together, and how he worked, Reb Aaron worked through those Mesechtas with such aspirants, with such work, such difficulty. Don't you remember Mesechta Bar Metzia, go up before he finished them and ask, don't you remember the Eileke, Eileke Chazars that we did on you so many times? And Mesechta Yevamis, oh, you were Shver that we worked you out. You, Mesechtas, you go up to me when I banish you along and ask and bet for Chahariches Chayim. When he closed the iron and he started to finish with a bechia noira, a few months later, Rabbi Yisai, this Rabbi Nochum was healed from his sickness. Oh, you had to know, Loch Mesechta Kedushin, the Hadrach, oh, Daitach Alon, oh, the Lois is Nash, I mean, oh, Mesechta, the Lois is Nash, I mean, oh, but you shouldn't forget his Mesechta Kedushin, not only in Ruchnis. When a person gives himself over to Torah, or the Torah becomes an ezer, it's a helper and supporter of the person. The koyach haTorah, the koyach haTefillah is what we have, Rabbi Yisai, at our sides. These are our weapons. These are our koyches. But these koyches are so awesome. They're so strength. They have so much strength. They were talking on the radio when I got into a cab yesterday. They were talking, wow, the Israeli army, they were looking to find a bunker from this guy, from the head of the Hezbollah, and they dropped a 22,000 ton bomb. That was, they were doing, wow. Did they get him? They were speculating back and forth, but the power of that bomb, 22,000 ton bomb, Rabbi Yisai. Can you imagine when it hit the ground, Rabbi Yisai? There were a few ants that were killed, Rabbi Yisai, I think. There was a little ant hole over there. I think it got a little bit destroyed. 22,000 ton of bomb that hit the ground, Rabbi. The impact. Remember the impact that went bang? Rabbi Sai! There's a much greater koyah than that 22,000 ton! Because there's a suffix if it broke the bunker, if it did get through, it didn't get through, it killed him, it didn't! But there's one thing that for sure can get through the bunker, Rabbi Sai. There's one thing that for sure could stop all these missiles. It could destroy all the artillery. It could help us in all our endeavors in life. Does the koyach haTorah? Does the koyach of Mesechta Kedushin, Rabbi Yisai? Does the koyach of the Pev Ben Adam, Kichah Yoitz Mipiv Yaseh, that Hashem says whatever comes from the mouth, Yaseh, I will do. Oh, I will do. But we're mevazit, Rabbi Yisai. We're mevazit. We're mevazit our koyach ha-pen, the koyach ha-tfilah. The koyach ha-tfilah. The Matisyo Shlita says over also that we find people talk during Chazor Rachmon Litzlan, we're not trying to bring any kitchug, but during Chazor Sashat, they're schmoozing away about something very important. So important. Where are they going on their vacation this week?
You're going out on holiday? Where are you going? Baruch Aleinu, the Shatz is saying, and they're talking about where they're headed. Where are they going? Maybe in Shmaku Aleinu they should ask for it. They want to get to the Bahamas. They have to make sure there's no air traffic. They want to make sure to get to Eretz Yisrael. Hopefully the war will end so they can go on holiday up north. And that's what they're talking about, Chazor said Shatz. To be Zoyer. How could they be answering their tefillah? How do they treat tefillah themselves? Mida k'neged mida. I'm not trying to knock any balabatim or b'nei yeshivas that talk. I'm just trying to make us realize what is it that we find that we're not even being answered. Many, many times it's because of this yisoid of adah. The chaznish is emes also. We're not trying to be machish because that there's other svaris, there's other reasons. Sometimes it's not the best thing. Sometimes the best thing is what a kodesh bo. Sometimes it's always the best thing what a kodesh bo. But sometimes the best thing is not what we want. Sometimes the best thing is not what we want. We think that we want this car and this thing and it's the worst thing. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu stops for us because he knows deep down that we really don't want it. If it's going to be something that's going to cause our downfall in Ruchnias. Oh, but there's something also. This Klei HaPeh that we've destroyed. With so much Nivul Peh. With so much Dvarim B'Teilim. Oh, Rachman Al-Tzan Dvarim B'Teilim. Stupidity. A person of Adah says, Miyotzicho, he needs to talk a little bit. He needs to unwind. But how many hours you have to talk about Salami, Rabbi Isai? How many hours you have to sit there at night, coming back from the dormitory? I need to unwind, Rabbi. Unwind. 6:30 in the morning. He's still unwinding. He's unwinding. The alarm is also unwinding. It's 6:30 in the morning. He's still unwinding from the night. And he has to talk about it. He has to schmooze about it. His theory on the war in Lebanon. We want to ask you, how, you know, what's your theory? Well, if they bomb here and they bomb there. And what's your theory on peanut butter, Shmuel? If they had a little bit more creamy peanut butter in Yeshiva, I think we would be much better off. Well, we'll speak to Rav Shia next month. And instead of the bagels, we'll get creamy and crunchy peanut butter by Night Seder. And they're talking about the crunchy and the creamy. He likes it with nuts, and he likes it without nuts. And how long are they talking about the nuts for? That's what the oisik of the Dibur Peh is. And then even if they make it to daven in the morning, how much is the koyach hatefillah? The concentration, but even more so, the peh kodosh. It's a serious achav oisah. It's something that we have to realize that we have. But it's something that's so, so imminent in these times. That we know what is the Chas V'Shalom Eitzara. This is the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls out, I want to hear your tefillah. Hashmini Es Koylech. Where's the responsibility at this time for a Koyach HaTefillah? But that means watching our prayer, that the Koyach HaTefillah should have an effect. Where is it, Rabbi? That's what we have to ask ourselves. And Be'ezer Hashem, if we are careful, if we marv in Kovada in Torah, and Dvorim HaKadosh, they'll come from our prayer. If we'll talk nice things, we'll say nice things to others, we'll talk in a positive oifin when we try to encourage others, and we'll talk Dvivei Torah and Dvorim Toivim, what a Koyach HaPeh we'll have. And then Be'ezer Hashem, through that Koyach HaPeh, we'll be able to bring about Yeshuais v'Nechomois the Kol Am Yisrael. And Be'ezer Hashem will be able to see Yeshua's Proteus, Yeshua's Klolius, and we zeuchet to see B'mheira we're waiting for these 3 weeks. Oh, the Mechazik, so many things are talking about Lashon Hara, but toward this Nakuda, I don't know if it's emphasized, how the Koyach HaTefillah that we could have through being watching Shmiras HaLashon. So Avada, it's a time, I'll steam from Ben HaLachaveiroi to watch Shmiras HaLashon, but also I'll spend on Lamokoyim, because the Koyach of Shmiras HaPeh can lead to Yeshua's and Nechomas to the Koyach HaPeh, Rabbi Yisrael. Let us be Zoycha to that Madrega of Kichol Ayot V'Piv Yasa through your Yachal Dvoroi, to not profaning our words, and be Zoycha Be'ez HaShem to bring Simcha, to bring Yeshua's. You don't realize one of your Tfilois could save lives all over the world, such a powerful weapon. And Be'ez HaShem Zoycha to see B'mheira V'Memeinu Melech HaMashiach. Amen. Amen. Thank you.